This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri got under the skin of the Chinese government this week by proposing a bill putting sanctions on President Xi Jinping for Beijing's human rights abuses toward the Uyghurs in the communist country. The Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C. then sent a furious 800-word email dated Monday in response to what it called arrogant and a despicable bill. Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told President Biden that Georgia's Senate race is going downhill for Democrats. Remarks were made Thursday that were caught on a hot mic. This as the Unite Georgia bus tour in Cummings, Georgia, Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, criticized Herschel Walker's opponent, Senator Warnock, by highlighting the fact that he has not changed things for the better in the 2 years he's been in the Senate. Graham also criticized the Democrats for labeling everything Republican as racist.
They're afraid of Herschel Walker, because if Herschel Walker wins, that means we're not racist. And if you're a Republican, aren't you being tired of being called a racist all the time?
As advertised, Elon Musk closed escrow on Twitter Thursday and began removing leadership and lawyers from the social media company that has been accused of censoring Americans and political bias. Musk said Twitter should be warm and welcoming to all and enable users to choose the experience they want to have. Twitter's CEO, CFO, and a team of lawyers got the axe, as the company is now private and no longer answers to anyone but Elon. A deputy with the Philadelphia Sheriff's Office has been arrested and charged with trafficking and selling guns that were used in a murder. The United States Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania announced 29-year-old Samir Ahmad of Philadelphia was taken into custody October 19th. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
The Santa Fe, New Mexico Sheriff's Office completed its investigation Thursday into the fatal Rust shooting that left a cinematographer dead, and criminal charges against those involved, including Alec Baldwin, may be imminent. Heather Brewer, the spokesman for Santa Fe's top prosecutor, said in an email the prosecutor will be focusing on upholding the integrity of the process, enforcing the laws of the state of New Mexico, and pursuing justice. Another supply chain crisis could be heading to America next month as a second railroad union rejects President Biden's offer.
A second railroad union on Wednesday voted against a tentative labor agreement negotiated in part by the Biden administration. It's an effort to avoid a nationwide rail strike in November that would endanger the national supply chain. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile speaks about a possible strike on Fox Business.
This is the Biden administration further demonstrating their incompetence and kicking the can down the road past the midterms. Past the midterms, we're facing the headwinds of a potential rail strike.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is urging negotiations to avoid a shutdown, which could halt around 40% of the United States' long-distance trade. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
It is Friday, October 28th. What makes today so special? It is National Chocolate Day. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How are you doing? Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Dr. George Barna is with us now, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. And we're going to be talking about what the research is identifying as the midterm election's most and least critical issues. Dr. George, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing well. Good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, perfect timing on this deal. It's interesting, all the different pollsters, they've run the whole gamut, obviously, I think, to kind of prejudice perspective here. But as we get closer to the actual election date, even these pollsters that have been, you know, jury-rigging some of their product are starting to fall in line. So, it's interesting to note the things that people are most concerned about.
Yeah, it's interesting because you do see a lot of pollsters who've been saying, oh, yeah, the Democrats are in good shape, suddenly coming back and realizing their reputation's on the line. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more evaluation of polling these days than there used to be. So, yeah, we're seeing that there are things now that the public clearly is saying, well, when we look at what's going on in our culture, it's not good. And mm-hmm. Got to hold those who have created this unfortunate situation accountable for what they've done. And so right. As we look at the issues and who people say are responsible, yeah, it actually is looking better for Republicans.
Well, it seems that there's a return to common sense. Maybe we've fallen off the roof enough, George, that we realize that gravity still exists, and we got to stop being stupid. We checked out. We allowed the elites to take over. But lest we forget, this is a government, should be a government of, for, by, we the people, which you can say, you can look at the elected officials, but the problem starts with us, because we're the ones that keep electing these knuckleheads.
Well, it's true, and I think what we've got here is the confrontation of pain versus laziness. Mm. And so on the one hand, typically American voters are pretty lazy. We don't do much in the way of homework. We really don't know the candidates. We don't understand their values, their morals, their vision. What we do is we look at their campaign ads. We look at their face on billboards. We say, yeah, it looks honest. Good enough.
Yeah, right.
And then we make bad choices. But now, as a result of a plethora of bad choices that have accumulated over the last decade, now people are in enough pain. They're suffering sufficiently that they say, wow, maybe I'd better pay a little bit more attention to this, because they have so much influence over my life now that either I've got to stand up for myself or they're just going to completely bulldoze me.
Right. Well, the Democratic Party and their policies have broken trust and a compact with the American people, clearly. It is on them. You can say, oh, well, Bill, you know, there's some rhino republic. Yes, I get that. But this is why, again, we need to return to first principles and think about what works, in the context of our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, for all Americans. We've been saying on this show here recently, George, that it's not about a red wave, but how about an American wave? How about a wave that really, you know, brings the light of freedom and liberty back out of this country as God had intended?
Yeah, it's a great point. And, you know, to that point, one of the things that our survey is showing is that most Americans, 1 in 7 out of 10 Americans, would say our system is not broken. It's simply being abused by people who are in power.
Exactly.
And while that may be true, then we've got to ask, well, how did that happen? Well, it happened because we allowed it to happen. So my caution would be, look, even if this midterm election turns out in the way that we would like it to turn out, that doesn't mean that we're off the hook.
Exactly.
What it means now is, okay, we've got some more people that we can talk to who might listen to us, but the reality is we have to hold political leaders accountable, because if we don't, they're going to do things that are in their best interest rather than ours.
You know, without a doubt. Yes, this is a grand opportunity, this midterm election. And then guess what? 2 years later, we've got another election, a bigger election, when we are voting, you know, for the president of the United States. So we have to maintain accountability, keep the pressure on them, and make sure, as you were saying earlier, that we're not one of these laissez-faire voters that let other people, you know, do our research for us, that we allow ourselves to be dumbed down and propagandized, that we don't know the difference between, you know, socialism and capitalism.
Yeah, and one of the things related to that that comes out of the survey is that people are starting to wake up to the fact that the more government there is, the less freedom there is. And so if we could begin looking at elections not as a way to give more responsibility to other people so that we don't have to do as much, but rather as an exercise in us showing our power, showing our authority over what goes on in our own lives, and returning more power to the private sector than to the public sector so that we can exercise that freedom, we're going to be much better off.
You see, this is all part of the big lie, George, that you referred to, and that is the idea that it's going to take more work. No, less government takes less work, you know, because everybody stays in their lane. The bigger the government, the more complex, the bigger waste of money, all these things, it gets into our pocketbook. I mean, basically what they've been doing, particularly in the last couple of years with this, you know, they want to call it inflation, you know, and blame the Fed for it, but it's not. I mean, this is self-induced. This is all brought to you by the Democrats and their policies, and they're hiding behind this idea of inflation when you can look back and say, no, wait a minute. You know, the first problem was, number one, on your first day of office, you decided the country no longer deserved to be energy independent. And so now you've made us dependent on the very people that we abhorred and that you ended up going on beck and knee to ask that, oh, please, would you give us more oil, Mr. Prince, can you help us out here, you know, kind of deal, when we've got plenty of oil and resources under our feet. This is what they did. We didn't do it. They've chosen to do this to us. And along the way, because of this, they basically have stolen from the American people. I mean, what we have to pay for the cost of goods, what's happened with our 401k and our savings, has been vaporizing, all because of this huge, you know, Leviathan government that has taken over, George.
Yeah, and what I think you're referring to is the fact that, you know, there's this thing called the Great Reset that everybody's talking about after COVID and with the new Biden administration and all that. And I think this is the ideal time for us to redefine the Great Reset, such that it's not about handing all of this, all of these resources and authority over to the government, over to the elites who know better than us. Because I think now, with almost 2 years of experience, they've proven that they know less than us, that they're less competent than we are. And so this is the opportunity, yes, to do a Great Reset. And that's, you know, using the old expression, throw the rascals out.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, interesting, a couple of years ago, I was invited to a prayer breakfast here in Vero Beach, Florida. And that was my topic of my speech, was that it was time for a great religious reset. That, yes, on economic terms, World Economic Forum, they want to, you know, they're purporting the Great Reset, but it's not for the good of man. The good of man comes from God. If we're resetting ourselves and seeing, hey, look at, you know, this is all part of 2 Chronicles 7:14, as you and I have discussed many times. We must turn from our wicked ways. We must, well, first of all, realize that our ways are wicked. You know, you can't turn from something you can't even admit, right? So we must admit and see that our wicked ways have brought us to this point and turn to God, because God is the only one that has the solution here, George. I'll tell you, we got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there. When we come back, we've got more from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, was recently shaken by a suicide bomber who injured over 20 people and killed at least four. The timing of this terrible attack coincides with the start of the Tide Race to Share the Gospel, a challenge that takes participants on a virtual 13-mile prayer circuit through the streets of Kabul. This terrible tragedy highlights the urgency of sharing the gospel, and we're grateful that race participants will be praying for these specific people at this precise location. We praise God for His divine guidance months ago, when even though we had no idea what would happen days before the race kickoff, He did. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
As promised, we're back with you, fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. George Barna is with us, the professor of Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. And, George, you know, what is your takeaway? I mean, I just had finished up, you know, what I was saying in terms of the need, the call for man to come back to God. And I'm starting to see this. I'm seeing embers of revival, not only here in America, you know, because sometimes I think we have a tendency to become very American-centric, but I see this happening around the world, you know. People have been suffering immensely, and they're realizing that it's not their government that is the answer. That actually the answer is within them, that light, that love, that peace that Jesus deposited in each of us, that the Holy Spirit confirms. And here it is. We're empowered, but if we don't ignite, if we don't connect and release that power that's within us, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, and Bill, you know, before the break, you were talking about the First Chronicles 7:14, which, I mean, in some ways is in danger of being overused by people, but it really isn't in danger until we actually follow First Chronicles 7:14. Mm-hmm. And the key elements, I think, in that verse talks about humility, that we've got to humble ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that may be one of the things that our current situation is doing. It's bringing us back to the situation where we realize, oh my gosh, we're really in trouble. We're in over our heads because we've been looking for the wrong places for solutions. Mm-hmm. And so part of that humility, I go back to our worldview research, is going to be realizing that ultimately we cannot do this alone. Only God can do it. We need to be bolted onto Him for our very survival and hope. But in America, 3 out of 4 people believe that they are basically good. Only 2% of Americans believe that they're going to wind up in hell. Most people believe that we are not born as sinners. We are not born into sin. And so we really have to attack some of these errant spiritual perspectives that we have to get to the place where we can be humble before God and realize that He is our only hope. We're not at that place yet, but that's what survival is. That's what restoration looks like. And so I am hopeful that maybe we are in the very early stages of people saying, well, we've pretty much tried everything else. Not a shot.
Yeah, I think the opportunity here, to your point, George, is for us, and this is something in the last week that God has been showing me, is that, you know, maybe we need to sit in our sin for a while to realize just how sinful we are. You know, God brings up the case to the children of Israel and lays out, like in court, like in a courtroom, here's all the offenses I have against you. And because God is a just God, He's not going to just surprise you and say, here's a couple more you weren't even thinking of. No, He lays out the case. And I'm saying that we need to be able to sit and realize what we've done, it's more than just turning our back on God. It's all these things that we've done that have negated His authority, that has led us to rebellion, that has now brought us to this point. I mean, it's interesting, as you know, as devastating as COVID was, there's really a blessing in it, in as much as that it opened our eyes to a lot of things. Kind of like what you're saying, is that the institutions and the people that we once thought we could trust, we realize we cannot trust them. They lied to us. We realized that we were following the wrong doctrine. And it was costly to ourselves and our family and our culture. And like you said, maybe we've gotten to that point where we've punched ourselves out to where we pause. But, you know, being, I guess, having that American spirit that we want to hurry up. And like I tell people all the time, you know, we live in a microwave society. We stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. We want to get through it. But I just believe that God's cause, you know, bringing to mind that we need to just, you know, have a Selah moment. And realize that, hey, look at we're sinners. We've messed up here, and then, you know, that's all part of the humbling process. And that level of humbling, the next deal that will happen after the humbling and understanding how we've offended God, you know, you'll have that repentance. And when repentance comes, then that leads to revival, right?
Yeah, and you know, let me throw something to that discussion. I think it's a great point. And when I look at our current research, you know, one of the things that we found is, yeah, people have particular issues that they're all concerned about. They tend to be economic issues. Mm. I get that. But when you look at the whole range of issues that people are really concerned about, they tend to be personal issues, selfish issues, if you will. And I understand that, too. But, you know, apropos of what you're saying, if we are going to humble ourselves, if we are going to be repent, part of that change in our mindset is that we're not going to be always looking at what can I get for me, what's in it for me, what's best for me. But we're going to start to think about how can I serve others.
Exactly.
He came here, he was a servant leader. And so he was thinking about what can I do to bless others. So, you know, I look at this list of issues that people are all concerned about. It's inflation, it's food prices, it's gasoline prices, it's crime and policing, it's health insurance prices. It's actually because they understand all that. Those are very important. And yes, we do need to get on the right side of those things.
Mm-hmm. But, and maybe the... Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Not when we do it to the exclusion of worrying about people who have severe mental health problems and nobody's looking out for them. People who are homeless and have nobody taking care of them, loving them, helping them. You know, not when we're doing it to the exclusion of what's happening with our children in the schools. Not when we ignore national morals and values. All of these types of things also need to be on our radar screen. Because they determine the nature of our character, and that character matters to God.
George, to hear you talk about it, and it's perfect, I'm glad you brought up the idea of service, because that's the thing that's lacking in the Beltway economy of our government, is that there is that breakdown, there's been that fracture. But here we have an opportunity to kind of be, you know, like the widow who gave out of her essence, who poured herself out as a worship to God, that we are serving one another, not out of our affluence or because everything's hunky-dory. No, we start serving one another because times are tough. And you talk about character building. This is what can really do something almost magical. I mean, it's supernatural on the other side, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. And one of the questions that we encounter when we do the research about the state of America is people asking the question, where's the church? I think it's a great time to be asking it. It's an appropriate question to be asking. And I don't think that's a damnation of us. I think it's a realistic desire on the part of Americans to actually see Christians demonstrate what Christianity looks like in practice.
Exactly.
It's a great moment of opportunity for us, but I think it does have to come with that heavy dose of, as a Christian, I'm your servant. What can I do to bless you? The Genesis 12 principle has to be active today.
Exactly. And for the church, as you say, what a grand opportunity. This is like 9/11. The church had a grand opportunity after 9/11, and it just, for some reason, was ill-prepared. It wasn't that Jesus wasn't, you know, prepared. It was the church, the manifestation of his, of his institution that he established and is responsible for. So that really, in and of itself, tells you where the disconnect is that the church, once again, must realize that it is that church. Church represented by the golden lampstands in the book of Revelation, and Jesus is going through and checking out to see how they're standing. And this might be a call for the church to say, look at, you know, we need to really bear down and evaluate here and come in alignment with God and his purposes, especially at this time and season that we find ourselves in, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is one of those moments where we have to go back and say, okay, but what is our vision of what the church is? And if it's a group of servants blessing the world, right? If it's doing things that give me comfort and make me feel good, now we missed the whole point.
George, where can they go for more information, see the study for themselves?
It's available for free at culturalresearchcenter.com.
He's a professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, Dr. George Barna. Thank you, George. Take care. God bless, my friend.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told President Biden that Georgia's Senate race is going downhill for Democrats. The remark was made Thursday and captured by a hot mic. This as the Unite Georgia bus tour in Cummings, Georgia, had Senator Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, criticize Herschel Walker's opponent, Senator Warnock.
They're afraid of Herschel Walker. Because if Herschel Walker wins, that means we're not racist.
Elon Musk closed escrow on Twitter Thursday and began removing leadership and lawyers at the social media company that has been accused of censoring Americans and political bias. Musk said Twitter should be warm and welcoming to all and enable users to choose the experience they want to have. Twitter's CEO, CFO, and a team of lawyers got the axe as the company is now private and no longer answers to anyone but Elon. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Before the top of the hour, good to have you back with us. Bill Martinez here. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there for you. So much happening right now as we come to the final days of the midterms. Democrats scrambling to see what they might be able to salvage in the midst of this. But, you know, clearly there is an American wave taking place. Not red, not blue, but American. Common sense. Principles, as we've been saying, that we must return to these first principles if we're going to get this country back on track. And this is what we're realizing at the end of the day. It has nothing to do with political party. It just has to do with the Constitution, what our founding fathers and before them, the pilgrims, had envisioned in this great American idea. And the baton has been handed over to this generation. And so what are we doing with it? Are we going to continue on with this this democratic republic, or are we going to allow the socialists to take over? We're starting to get a scary glimpse of what that means, you know, from drag queens to the middle class being crushed, energy independence just, you know, tossed aside like it's nothing, especially when you realize that what drives the economy, you know, the very heartbeat and the engine of a free country is its resources of energy. And all this is being, you know, tossed aside.
Drink size
and
program
so
right
here's
here.
What we're dealing with right now. Well, you can hear my good friend Jeff Cruer as we come together and join both our shows together. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Doing great.
Hey, good to be talking to you. I like the question that you posed in your latest column here, and that is, who's to blame for our open border? And clearly, there is one party specifically. I mean, this isn't a mishmash of of who's responsible. I mean, this is all at the doorstep of Mayorkas, Joe Biden, and the Democratic Party, is it not?
Yes, it is. And I just want to remind everyone what things were like in January of 2021. So we were in the process of building the wall. Donald Trump had to go through all these different steps to try to finally get funding for the wall, get it started. We had instituted something called the Remain in Mexico policy. We had gotten rid of catch and release. So we were moving down to historic lows as far as illegal entry via the southern border. All of that stopped with Joe Biden, who put out the welcome mat for folks to come here from 160 nations. As a result, Bill, the numbers are astronomical. 5 million have come in over the past 2 years, including 1 million that are called gotaways. We have no idea who they are, where they are, what they're doing. It's an absolute disaster. That's why I call it an invasion. So, yeah, I think the Democrats
Joe
Biden and his administration are completely 100% responsible.
Well, the thing that's so ridiculous, when you talk about the gotaways, and then the latest FBI report that came out last week, Jeff, that said that there's 100 that they caught recently in this one sector that were on the FBI terrorist list. Well, wait a minute. You know, I mean, before they said there was, you know, it was less, a lot less than that, but now we've got an adjusted number of now 100 that they can, you know, at least that's what they want to admit to. But when you've got gotaways, chances are those gotaways are quite nefarious. The ones that are getting caught, you know, they're kind of the pigeons to allow an opening and a distraction for the gotaways to get away, right?
Exactly right, Bill. And nobody's making this point. I'm glad you brought that up. So 100 of them are apprehended, but there are 1 million gotaways. You can imagine the number of potential terrorists and criminals among the gotaways. And those
yes.
are the ones that I'm concerned about. Those are the ones that we don't have a good handle on and know what they're intentions are going to be, and I think a lot of those intentions are very harmful to the American people.
We have enough problems in this country right now with crime, Jeff. The lawlessness is running rampant in all the major cities, interestingly enough, controlled by these, liberal Democrat governors and, prosecutors, attorney generals and that. It's just absurd. And they're putting the people at threat in harm's way. And they're understanding this. I mean, their kids can't go to the park and play. They worry every time the child leaves the home. You know, are they going to come back? You know, are they going to have to experience, bullets being shot at them? And, not to mention if you're in New York and normally when you could peacefully take the subway, now you've got to have your head on a swivel, constantly looking out for somebody who may come, in your blind spot and push you into the tracks or, attack you while you're on the subway. I mean, the lawlessness has gotten to such a degree, and this is what people are voting for in these midterm elections, Jeff, and this is all brought to you by the Democratic Party. You can't say this is a bipartisan issue. The breakdown in crime and law enforcement is a bipartisan issue, but, clearly the policies from the Democratic Party and Democrats are the ones that have promoted this, have they not?
Well, I completely right. I looked at the top 24 cities in the country as far as violent crime, and 22 of them were led by Democrats. Here in our city, New Orleans, we have here in 2022 already reached the murder level that we had in the entire 2021. We still have over 2 months to go before the end of 2022. We've already tied the number of murders that we had last year, first 6 months of this year, with the murder capital of the nation, of course, murders per capita. This is a Democrat city. Last Republican elected in New Orleans was in 1870, so 150 years of Democrat rule. So we know what they do to these cities, New Orleans, San Francisco,
exactly.
New York, St. Louis, Atlanta. They deliver destruction, Bill.
Well, speaking of San Francisco, of course, you heard the breaking news this morning that Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's husband, was beat up in his own home. So, and this is not, you know, I mean, this is a fairly nice area, obviously, in San Francisco. So this is, you know, this isn't just something that's happening out in outer parts of suburbia that are inconsequential or inner city that don't mean anything. I mean, this is happening at everybody's doorstep. And the thing is, as you and I were just talking about, Jeff, and what people aren't tying into, is the exacerbation of this crime rate, is this the result of open borders? We do know that people are, illegal immigrants are coming in, they're wreaking havoc, and they are committing crimes. The debate, you and I think you and I talked about this last week, about the debate with J.D. Vance, and, they're in the debate in Ohio. And what they wanted to forget was that young girl, that 9-year-old girl that was raped and pregnant, this was at the hands of a 27-year-old illegal immigrant?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there are more and more illegals committing crimes because there are more and more of them here in this country. And back to San Francisco that you pointed out about the Pelosi home. Remember last year there was graffiti all over the garage door, all over the house, and it was from a bunch of progressives that wanted minimum income and were calling for all kinds of rent controls and everything. So it was the progressive activists and crazies out there that were upset that the Pelosis weren't far left enough for them. So San Francisco's a hellhole, sadly, and that's what's happening to a lot.
Well,
of
it's not the city. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's not the city I grew up with. You know, I grew up in California. Yeah. I love to go to San Francisco. It was one of my favorite places to go to, the Top of the Mark, great restaurant there. And it's like, who wants to go there? I mean, you're tipping through the tulips. And when I say tulips, I don't mean, you know, flowers. It is a mess. I mean, they're paying people, Jeff, $60,000 a year to pick up human feces.
I mean, it's crazy, and I know a lot of businesses have left. I know all those Walgreens left, and I know people said, hey, enough of this. They don't want their employees having to go through that to go to an office building, and, you know, it's going to destroy these cities. What are they going to do with all these office buildings when you have all these businesses that leave? And I don't blame them.
Exactly.
They don't want to subject their employees to that kind of environment.
Yeah, without a doubt. Real quick here, one final thing. Elon Musk taking over Twitter. The return of our First Amendment right, quite possibly. Let's see if President Trump gets reinstated and his Twitter account begins to flourish once again.
I certainly hope that happens, and I'm excited about it, Bill, because I think Twitter could be a town hall for free speech, and it really could be a
positive
development where all voices are welcome. There's going to be no censorship, and that's what we need. And in that kind of discussion, I think conservatives are going to prevail because we have better ideas that are more workable. Let's engage with them on a fair playing field. That's what I'd like to do.
Well, see, you saw what happened with the debates, Jeff. I mean, Republicans, swept every debate, right? Got to leave it there. Jeff Carrera, my good friend, thank you.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Sharon Ford is with us from Focus on the Family. We're going to be talking about, this coming month, November, is National Adoption Awareness Month. Dr. Ford is the nationally recognized child welfare consultant who currently serves as the director for foster care and adoption at Focus on the Family. Dr. Ford, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill, for having me on your program today.
Well, always good. I like what's been happening kind of leading up to National Adoption Awareness Month, and that we're hearing more stories about adoption that we haven't heard before. Of course, when it comes to the world of baseball, we heard recently about Aaron Judd and how he was adopted. And, of course, he's been, this year's superstar for the Yankees, 62 home runs. And, what a background and what an incredible success story about his adoption process. And I thought it was quite interesting how the media, in a sense, almost seemed to purposely downplay, the adoption process in light of the sentiment about Roe v. Wade and, the fiery arguments that have been going on. And I believe the misinformation that's been put out there regarding Roe.
You know, it's unfortunate that people choose to believe a lie. Because the truth is that life does matter. And yes. Being pro-life is a good thing. And being for foster care, for adoption, is being pro-life. And every child deserves to have family and have an opportunity to grow to reach their fullest potential. And I look at Aaron and how his family fed into him. And there are kids like Aaron all across this nation, right there in your own backyard, who today are waiting for a family to welcome them home.
Exactly. Well, and again, these stories are coming out in such a way that is quite encouragement, and it's offering an option to, I would say, would-be mothers who are seriously contemplating, and they find themselves at that crossroads of, am I going to choose life or death? You know, we can talk about it in spiritual terms. You know, that baby came to you because of what God made possible. And when we do things that honors the Father and honors God, and I'll put it just very simply and directly to anybody who is contemplating the situation, who has bought in, Sharon, as you say, to that big lie that somehow it's my body, my right. Well, you know, that is a false argument, because, you know, you were created by God himself, just as your child is being created and woven in your womb by God himself, we are told. And you can choose not to believe that, but for women who have defied that and found out afterwards that this was a regrettable decision for them to choose death. The Bible clearly states that what stands before you, you know, at this moment, is the choice between life and death. And it's interesting how that cycle of that question comes to us, especially when you find yourself with child. I mean, you have life within you. And so now you're at that crossroads, life and death. And the Bible tells you very quickly what's the best choice, right?
The Bible is very clear that life matters and every child matters. And you know, I just want to speak to the women who are listening today. If you find yourself in an unplanned pregnancy, you don't have to go through this alone. You really can choose life. There are people who will walk alongside you. There are people who will encourage you, support you, and not just you, but the baby in your womb. And so
exactly.
This isn't something that you have to say, well, but I won't be able to get finish college, or I won't be able to finish high school, or what about my job, and where will I live? God has an answer for you, and the answer is choose life and reach out and ask for help. There are pro-life organizations right in your community, pregnancy resource centers. Pick up the phone, call them, text them, and they will walk alongside you and bring resources. Critical resources, access to housing, access to medical care, access to the services that you need for this journey of choosing life. You will not do this alone. God chose you to give life. Once that child is in your womb, the decision has already been made. Now make the next decision to bring that child into the world. If you're not ready to parent, we understand that, but there are women and men, there are families out there who will parent your child and love them and nurture them and guide them so that they grow up to their fullest potential. And they'll be supportive of you because you said yes to God and chose life.
And Dr. Ford, as you relate this story, I mean, for 49 years, the services have been developed, and they've improved markedly year after year in servicing young women, and dare I say even men, because, you know, and maybe in some cases the baby daddy exits stage left, okay, because things have been made convenient. But more and more, you know, we're finding that the dads, the biological fathers, are coming alongside and staying, and this is a joint consideration and joint effort. You may think not. You may think as a woman, well, it's my body, you know, okay, you know, this knucklehead just get going down the road. But let me tell you what we're realizing here after the fact of 49 years of experience, that men are equally grieving over the loss of a child when death is chosen over life. And the other thing to recall here that I think it's important for these women to understand, and again, the fathers going along with the women prayerfully, is that this is not their first rodeo. These services, there have been millions of other girls just like you that have had the same concerns that went through the whole process. And I'm telling you, if you were interested enough to do the research, I'm sure you would be able to find many women who would tell you on both sides what was the result of them choosing life and what was the result of them choosing death. Is that fair?
That's That's very fair. And just like I said, that the resources are out there for that young woman who finds herself in an unplanned pregnancy, I don't want to not encourage. I want to encourage the men. Men?
Yes.
And this is for you, too. You're not in this journey alone. We want to support you as well. If you're not ready to be a father and to parent the child, walk alongside the woman who's carrying your child in her womb. Support her. Let us support the both of you. When I say us, focus on the family. Call our 1-800-A-FAMILY number. Our counselors are ready to talk with you and to point you in the direction of pregnancy resource centers and resources in the community where you reside that for the woman and for the young man. It's not, we don't want to abandon either one of you. We want to walk alongside both of you so that you know you're not in this alone and choosing life is not a death sentence. Instead, it is an opportunity to succeed and to thrive, for the baby to thrive and for the both of you to thrive. Just give us a chance to serve you. We love you. You might think that you're alone, that nobody loves you, that everybody's judging you. This isn't a time for judgment. This is a time for you to get the support, the help, and the encouragement that you need to make positive choices for the baby in the womb and for the both of you and for other people that God has raised up for such a time as this to walk alongside you. Don't turn your back on an opportunity to speak life to that child and to speak life to yourselves. People want to help you and serve you without judgment.
Exactly. Well, imagine Aaron Judd's parents, what they were faced with. Certainly in the modern era, yeah, easy. Get an abortion. And what happens if Aaron Judd's, you know, if he's not born? You know, he's not the home run king. He's not encouraging young men. And how many Aaron Judds are there that are out there? Maybe not hitting, you know, home runs every day, but they're out there contributing and their blessings to the adoptive parents, to their communities. And you wonder, in the 63 million people, or 63 million babies at least, I mean, probably all total, you know, we're talking, you know, well over 100 million babies when you count in the abortifacient issue that comes into play. I mean, how many other contributing individuals have we lost to abortion? And yes, no question, it's a very difficult spot you find yourself into, but you want to come alongside people who have experienced this. You want to be able to hear these positive stories, right, Dr. Ford? I mean, we always hear about the celebrities that, you know, are so happy that they killed their kid so that their movie careers could continue. I think that's just a false statement, and I hear that, and it just, you know, I pray that, you know, for them, because when they come to the reality that forget their career, but they come to the reality that what they did was, you know, was to kill their very own flesh and blood, and they have to reconcile this. This is going to be devastating for them, Dr. Ford.
You know, there's an opportunity for healing. There's an opportunity for conversation. You know, for the young woman, for the young man that's going to, you know, wondering, you know, what should I do? There are people ready today at 1-800-A-FAMILY to listen to you. Whatever your story is, whatever your situation is, they want to talk to you. They want to listen to you, not talk at you, but to talk with you, to give you hope, to give you information, to help you make an informed decision that the child inside of that young woman's body really is a child. It's not a lump of tissue. It is a real live child, and it's growing, and that child is counting on you to speak life to them. And if you would give
exactly.
us and the family a chance,
Dr. Sharon Ford, thank you for being with
us. You're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.